what does photography mean to me? Photography means a great deal to me because it saved my life. I didn't come to photography until I was about 30 years old, and up until then I was just like drifting with no real direction or purpose. I don't really believe that this was any fault of my own, or I didn't really believe it was any fault of my own. I just had no direction or positive influence in my life. My parents split when I was 3 years old, and me and my three brothers were all split and put into care. And my childhood, because of that, was troubled to say the least. And after living with a family for most of that, I became what I was told was disruptive and unmanageable, and was put back into the care system. I mean, I had a lot of questions that I don't think were being answered at that time. And if they were, they weren't being answered in a language that I could understand. This leads me into a lot of trouble. I joined the army when I left school. I left the army after about 3 or 4 years, and then got into a whole lot more trouble. I worked a myriad of unfulfilling jobs, and eventually, somehow, I stopped blaming my past for my current situation and realized that the only thing I could change about my life was the future. So photography had been around when I was younger, and when I was a bit older, I often had a point-and-shoot camera with me. I'd always been interested in art and design, but never spoke too much about that or never pursued it much. I think the kind of people that I was hanging around with at the time, they certainly wouldn't approve. I don't think they would have understood. It was about the age of 30, I decided to make a change, and photography was of interest to me, and obviously I would look really cool if I was a photographer. And I enrolled on a photography course, a college photography course, and I spent 5 years just kind of scratching around, again with no real direction, and became incredibly frustrated by my lack of progress with photography. And I didn't understand at the time how much work you had to put in to be a good photographer. I mean, I was still kind of believed that there was a magic button, and I just hadn't found it yet. So at this time, I decided to self-study and became really interested in photography history. And the ideas that were presented by people that helped progress photography scientifically and ideologically became somewhat of a philosophy to me. And at the time, I was a portrait photographer, or I thought I was. I had no real idea what I was doing. And I'd started receiving requests for weddings. I resisted for a time, because who wants to be a wedding photographer, right? But my interest in photographers that I previously didn't understand started to grow, like Martin Parr and Helen Levitt and Bruce Gilden and photographers like this. And I realized that they were just photographing daily life, documenting a social situation and commenting on the world around us. And when these photographers proclaimed that they were just photographing themselves, I tried to understand what they meant by that. And that's when the change happened in me. And my idea to start shooting weddings was to make money to work on other documentary projects. So I accepted a few weddings, and what I started to do quite quickly was to apply my understanding of what photography was to weddings. And it's a genre that's so entrenched in tradition and popular aesthetic. And I didn't realize at the time, but weddings taught me about people, helped me to look at the world around me, and in trying to understand those people in the world around me, I started to learn about myself. And that, coupled with a growing understanding of photography history, I gained perspective on my own practice. I gained perspective on our time and started to consider my contribution to photography. I started to look at the world around me differently, and now this world is totally unrecognizable from the world I knew before photography. It's helped me to understand that world. To understand my past, who I was back then, why I was who I was back then, who I am now. And it's given me a purpose, which without, I would probably be in prison, or even worse, dead. And photographer isn't my default state. I have to find the motivation to go out to do it. I have to force myself to do it. So it has to have some real meaning to me. And I know photography has helped to keep me from reverting to my default state, which is either stoner or drunk or cokehead. And in no underestimation, it saved me from myself. So 7 years down this road of learning about photography and practicing photography, I now have an exhibition at the Martin Parr Foundation in Bristol. I believe it's the first exhibition of wedding photography in an art photography context, and that's something that I'm proud of, the fact that I've stuck to my guns and I've done it the way that I think it should be done. And Martin has also co-published my book with Rudy at RRB Photo Books. And although there are books and photographers that have tackled the subject of wedding photography, I believe this is the first of photographs made by the actual hired photographer, which again is something that I'm quite proud of. And it's fitting that the work has found a home at the foundation, because Martin has been a huge inspiration to me, as much now as ever before. And we go back to the beginning in my ideas of photography, and I thought I understood what it was, and I thought it was easy. But the more that I understand, the more I realise photography is virtually impossible. And that brought me to the liberating understanding that, as Socrates so eloquently puts it, the only thing I know is that I know nothing.